Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf Yud Dalet. We left off right after the Mishnah on daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Maybe we'll read over the Mishnah again anyhow, because the entire discussion is going to be about Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the one who said in the Mishnah that if a person has a machsheves pigul on one of the shtei halechem, or a person has a machsheves pigul when it comes to the lechem hapanim, on half of the lechem hapanim, one of the rows of lechem hapanim, that only that part is pigul, and the other lechem, or the rest of the lechem hapanim, are all not going to be pigul. So we're going to introduce a chiddush of Rav Huna in how to understand Rabbi Yossi. Rav Huna is going to say, oh, look at that, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can have a machsheves pigul on part, and the other part of that same carbon is not going to be pigul. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi must also hold that if you have a machsheves pigul on one leg of a karban, only that leg of the karban is pigul. The rest of the karban is not going to be pigul. If you have a machshav on the right leg, the left leg is not going to be pigul in the world of zvachim as well. So throughout your Dalet Amud Aleph, we have different rejections of Rav Huna's chiddush, that no, even Rabbi Yossi must agree that a machsheves pigul on one leg of a karban is going to affect the rest of the karban. We're going to have three rejections of Shitas Rav Huna. So on the top of Amud Beis, we're going to introduce Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yossi would hold that by a zevach it's different, that if you're mefagel b'yamin, you're mefagel b'smol. If you have a machsheves pigul on the right leg, then it's going to affect the left leg as well. Shtei alechem is a different story. That's what Rabbi Yossi was talking about. Lechem apanim. It's a different story. Why is it a different story? So Rabbi Yochanan is going to explain, because the psukim give us mixed messages whether the shtei alechem are a single unit or a separate unit. So that's all going to depend on your attitude toward it and how you treat it b'machshava. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, what if you have a machshava on a ti'ida chatzisayis chutzos mano during shchita, and then a machshava ti'ida another chatzisayis chutzos mano during zrika? So is that mitzarif? So the Gemara is going to quote a brisa that yes, that is mitzarif, that's machsheves pigul. Shchita and zrika are mitzarif. So the Gemara wants to know, okay, shchita and zrika are mitzarif. What about Kabbalah and Halacha? Did we just pick two examples of avodos, but any two avodos where you have a machsheva of chatzizayis, then another chatzizayis are going to be mitzarif? Or is it something about shchita and zrika that connect them to each other? So that's going to be on Amud Beis. Then just before the Mishnah, we're going to talk about the notion of ein mefaglin bechatzi matir, and whether machsheves pigul on just a kometz or just a lavona is at least going to be possible. Meaning, if you hold ein mefaglin bechatzi matir, what does that mean? Ein mefaglin, it doesn't become pigul, and therefore it's kosher. Or ein mefaglin bechatzi matir is it doesn't become pigul, but midrabanan, it's still going to become possible. When would the rabbanan say that something that's not pigul is possible? And when would the rabbanan and say this, I mean, it's not pigul, there's nothing, that it's not pigul at all. So that's going to be the last discussion before the Mishnah on Amud Beis. But let's read over our Mishnah again. So says the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Shachat Shnei Kivasim, if a person shachs the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, having in mind Lechol Achas Min Achalos L'machar, to eat one of the Shtei Alechem Chutz L'zmano, Hikdir Shnei Vezichin, or he's Makdir the two Vezichin Levona of the Lechem Apanim, Lechol Echod Min Astor, having in mind that only half of the loaves are going to be eaten chutz l'zmano, Rabbi Yossi Omer Oso HaChalav Oso HaSeder Shechishol of Pigol V'chayv L'Av Kares V'Hashemi Pasol V'en Bo Kares. Only that which he had a machsheves pigul on directly is going to actually be pigul. The rest of it is only going to be pasul, but there's not going to be a chiyuv kares. And Chum disagree. They say that the whole thing is going to become pigul. You had a machsheves pigul on one of the shtei alechem. Both shtei alechem are pigul. Machsheves pigul on half of the lechem apanim. All of the lechem apanim are going to be pigul. So now comes along Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, from Rabbi Yossi, I would suggest that Rabbi Yossi would take it one step further, that Omer Hayy Rabbi Yossi, pigul bi yerech shel yamin, lo nispagel hayerech shel smol. You can break apart the different elements of a karban, and therefore I would suggest that Rabbi Yossi would hold that if you have a machsheves pigul on the right thigh of an animal, on the right leg of an animal, then it does not affect the left leg of the animal. That would not be pigul. My time, why not? So iba yisem a svara, iba yisem a kra. I could give you a svara, I can give you a pasuk. Iba yisem a svara, lo adifa machshava mi maisa hatuma, machshava is not going to be stronger than an actual maisa of tuma. And the halacha is ilu itmichadever miitmilekule. If one of the evarim of the animal were tame, would the entire animal become tame? So Rashi writes ilu itmichadever laachar shofras min abasar. Meaning, because the answer is yes. If one evar of an animal becomes tame, yes, the entire animal becomes tame when it's still attached to each other. But once you cut it up and you have different cuts of meat, you cut it up into different pieces, then iluit michad ever, the other ever is not going to become tame. Which begs the question, and what about a machshavas pigle? What's Rav Huna trying to say? You have a machshavas pigle about one leg of the animal, that's not going to affect the other leg. Does that also mean only when it's already cut up or when it's a single unit? So Tosu says only when it's already cut up. If it's a single unit, then of course a machshavas pigle in part is going to affect the other. It sounds from Rashi not that way though, because Rashi only comes up with this idea that it's got to be cut up already when we're talking about tumah, because tumah it's actually touching each other, and that's how tumah gets transmitted. But when the psul is something that's been machshava, it sounds like you could have a machshava on part, even though it's all connected, a machshava on part that's only going to affect that part and is not going to affect the rest. So it seems to be a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos as far as this chiddush of Rav Huna. Does it only apply after it's cut into different pieces, or does it even apply when it's a single unit? Brisker Rav takes it a step further. He says, if you say like Rashi, that you can have a machshavas pigle on one leg, and it's not going to affect the other leg of the animal, even when they're all connected, you can have machshavas pigle on one kezayis. You don't have to take an aver shalem on one kezayis, as long as you're specific, and it will not affect. You know, we keep saying that having a machshavas pigle on a kezayis of the carbon is going to be mefagel the entire carbon. That's if it's non-specific. You say, a kezayis. If I have a machshavas pigle, to eat a kezayis chutzlis mano. So, okay, good. So that's going to affect the entire carbon. But if you're more specific, to eat that kezayis chutzlis mano, then according to Rav Huna's understanding of Rabbi Yossi, only that kezayis that you identified actually becomes pigle. That's exactly Rav Huna's chiddush of Yerach Shal Yamin and Yerach Shal Smol, assuming that if it's all connected, Rav Huna's chiddush would still apply. V'ibay yisei makra. The other possibility to explain, Rav Huna says, is based on a pasuk to explain why if you have machshavas pigle on one leg of the animal, the other leg of the animal is not pigle. That's based on a pasuk, because the pasuk says about the machshavas pigle, v'hanefesh ha'ochelas mimenu, someone who eats from that which he was mefagel avonatisa. So we darshin mimenu v'lo mechavero, that only if you eat that which you were actually mefagel, but not if you eat something in proximity to that which you were mefagel, but is not actually that which you were mefagel. And clearly that pasuk can't only be about the lach metoda. The shtei halechem of Shavuos or the lechem apanim, it has to be about a zevach, because the pasuk is about a zevach. So and the chachamim, the chiddushim yichasim, the Rashba writes, and how are the chachamim going to explain the pasuk? They'll say mimenu mikal makom sheyochal mimenu. That mimenu doesn't mean to be more specific; it means to be more general. That if you eat from this carbon, whichever part of the carbon, even the part that you weren't mefagel, it's still going to be pigle. That's how the Chachamim will learn the pasuk. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to start attacking this Chiddush of Rav Huna. Again, the Chiddush of Rav Huna, there's going to be the entire Rambam Alef is going to be about this. The Chiddush of Rav Huna, that if you have a machshavas pigle on one leg of the animal, it, according to Rabbi Yossi, it would not affect the other leg of the animal. So Esvei, first challenge. We're going to have three challenges. Esvei. Rav Nachman challenges Rav Huna from a brisa about the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem that are brought on Shavuos, where the Brice says, Liolam ein bo kares. By Shtei Alechem, you're not going to be chayv kares for eating them, even though you had a machshavas pigle, ad sheyefagel b'shteyen b'kazayis. Unless you had a machshavas pigle, meaning machshavat yidchutz l'zmano, from a kazayis of both of them combined. Meaning then the shtey alechem is going to become pigling b'chayiv kares. So b'shteyen in, it sounds like if you have a machshavas pigle on both of them, that's when they both become pigle. But ba'achas mein lo, if you have a machshavas pigle on only one of them, then they're not both going to become pigle. So who could be the one that says that? That one of the shtey alechem can become pigle? pigul, and that while the other one remains non-pigul, well, mani, we know who that is. If it were the Rabbanan would say as soon as one of the shteilachim becomes pigul, so does the other. Elupshit Rabbi Yossi. So the author of that brisa has to be Rabbi Yossi. Good? Now we're ready to attack, because Rav Huna's entire chiddush was within Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Within Shitas Rabbi Yossi, that one of the shteilachim can become pigul without the other. Rav Huna wanted to take it a step further and apply to a zevach and say one yerach can become pigul without the other. So yeah, it's going like Rabbi Yossi. Well, iamit bishlama chad gufuhu. If you're going to say that two parts of a zevach, the yerach yamin and the yerach smol, are considered a single unit, and when you're mafagel one of them, the other one automatically becomes pigul because it's considered a single zevach, then I understand this brisa about the shtei chalos, that even though they're physically two separate gufim, but if you have a machshava mishum hachi mitzdarif, your machshava to eat a kazayis of the two of them, and you're having a machshava about the two of them together, then it's going to be mitzdarif, and it's as if you had a machshava on kazayis shalim, which means your machshava was on to eat a chatzizayis of one lechem and a chatzizayis of the other lechem, chutzuzmano, but it's still going to be mitzdarif, because if you have this notion of tziruf in the world of karbanos by the two legs of a zevach, then you can say I'm at least in control to be mitzdarif with my own machshava the shtei alechem, because you have at least that concept exists. Eli'i amr trei gufin inu. But if you hold that according to Rabbi Yossi, the right leg and the left leg are considered two separate units, and if you're mefagel one of them, the other one is not going to become pigul, mi mitzdarfi, then why would it make any sense that having a machshava is pigul on a chatzi zayis of this shtei alechem and a chatzi zayis of that shtei alechem are going to be mitzdarif? There is no notion of tziruf when you're dealing with two separate things. Even if they were mamish one physical unit like an animal, it would still be considered shnei gufim. The two legs of the animal would be shnei gufim. So certainly over here where it's actually two separate things, so there's no way that a machshavas pigul of one could ever affect the other. So must be that Rabbi Yossi really is moda that a yerech yamin and yerech smol, which are physically a guf echad, if you're mefagel one of them, it's therefore mefagel the other one. And that's why by chalos, where they're physically two gufim, okay, so if you have a machshavas pigul purely about one of them, only that one will become pigul. But as soon as in your machshava you combine them, so they then can be combined. So says Gemara, no, who says that the price is going like Rabbi Yossi? We assume the price is going like Rabbi Yossi because it accounted for the possibility that one of the shtei alechem can become pigul without the other. But maybe hamani Rebihi, maybe the Bryce is following the Shita of Rebbe. And you know what? The Bryce is not talking about when the two chalos become pigul and when only one of them becomes pigul. The real topic of the Bryce is whether two avodos are mitzdarif to a kazayis. Titania, because we have a Bryce that tells us as follows. Hashochet is a keves. A person shechts one of the kivsei atzeres lechol chatzi zayis mechalazu, to eat a chatzi zayis of one of the shtei alechem, chutzlazmano. V'chein chavero, and then he shechts the other keves, lechol chatzi zayis michalazu, having in mind to eat a chatzi zayis of the other of the shtei alechem, chutzlazmano. So Rabbi Omer, Omer ani, shezeh kosher. Rabbi says, I hold that such a carbon is kosher, you're allowed to bring the emurim of that keves, you're allowed to eat the basar of that keves, because you only had a machshava on a chatzi zayis, and in a chatzi matir, on each one. So time mada amar chati. The reason that Rebbe was machshir is only because when you shechted one keves, you only had a machshava on one half of the on one of the chati zayis of one chala, and when you shechted the other one, you had a machshava on a chati zayis of the other chala. Aval amar kezayis mishtei and mitzdarif. But if he would have said a kezayis of both chalos, I'm going to eat lemachar, then it would be mitzdarif because you're mitzdarif with your machshava, and that would make it pigul. So that's exactly what our Bryce is saying, that al yedeya machshava you could be mitzdarif two chatzayizesim from two separate chalos to equal a kazayis. So the Bryce doesn't have to be going like Rabbi Yossi, and mainly you have no proof against Rav Huna, because Rav Huna's whole chiddush was within Rabbi Yossi. The Bryce might just be following the shita of Rabbi. So it says Gemara, okay, so you've touched up the Bryce, but for Rabbi Alib Deman, who does Rabbi hold like as far as when you're mefagel part of a carbon, whether the entire carbon becomes pigul? Rabbi said in the Brisa that you're not chayiv on both of them unless unless you have a machshava of a kezayis from both of them. So ialibid rabbanan, if he's going like the chachamim, afilu ba'achas me'anami, even if you only had a machshava of a kezayis of one of the shtei alechem, it would be mefagel both, because the rabbanan hold you can't ever separate them out. Vialibid Rabbi Yossi, and if Rabbi is following the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, that the second one only becomes pigul when you have a machshava about the second one directly, well then hadru kushya l'duchtei. Well then we go back, you know, Rebbe's following Rabbi Yossi. So then we go back to the kasha that we asked before. Because you see that according to Rabbi Yossi, that that if you're mefagel, the yerachimin, it's nespagel the small, it's nespagel the other leg as well. And that's why your machshava could be mitzdarev two chalos. Could be mitzdarev a gezayis of two chalos. So we're back to the kasha on Rav Huna. So it says Mar liolam alibid rabbanan. Now maybe Rebbe even follows the sheet of the rabbanan that if you're mefagel ba'achas, the other one automatically becomes pigel. We said according to that, when it says in the brisa, you're only going to be mefagel when you're mefagel b'shteyan. By the chum, that's not true. You only need to be mefagel one of them. Lo tema ad she yifagel b'shteyan. Don't assume that the brisa means that you need to be mefagel b'shteyan. Ela ema ad she yifagel b'shneihen. Whoa, what's the difference between b'shteyan and b'shneihen? So the brisa had said, we thought the brisa had said, it's only going to become pigel when you have a machshavas pigel about shtehen, both chalos, both of the lach of the shtei alechem. No, what it really is saying is ad sheyifagel b'shnehen. Your machshavas pigel had to be during avodos of both kvasim, of both of the zvachim that you were shechting. That you have to have a machshavas pigel at the time of the shchita of the shnei hakvasim, because the shnei hakvasim are each, are both together matir the lechem. And if you have a machshavas pigel on only one of the kvasim, you know what you just did? You were mefagel b'chatzi matir, and mefagel b'chatzi matir is a machlokas. That's what Rebbe's taking a stand on. Not whether the mispagel can be chatzi chatzi, but whether the mefagel can be chatzi chatzi. When you're actually doing the matir, can you be mefagel b'chatzi matir? So afilu ba'achas man la'afuke mit Rebbe Meir. So that's what he's saying, that even if you're only mefagel one of them, with one of them, it's going to be pigel, as opposed to what Rebbe Meir said. Even if you're only mefagel one of them, they're both going to become pigel. And the chiddush that we say that you're not chayiv even unless you're mefagel b'shnei akvasim, meaning even if it's only about one of the shtei alechem, both shtei alechems are going to become pigel. We're following the shita of the rabbanan, but you have to be mefagel by both kvasim, and that's the afukim in Rav Meir damer mefagel b'chatzi matir kamash malon delam. That's what he's coming to tell me against Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds mefaglin b'chatzi matir, and we're saying no, you can't. There is no pigel b'chatzi matir. Frankly, Gemara, if that brisa is only telling me to go against Rav Meir, that to tell me the din that ain mefaglin b'chatzi matir ihachi my liolam. Why use such a strong term like liolam? Liolam is a word that sounds like you're telling me more than one chiddush. So iam b'shlam b'shtehen u'bishnehen. If the brisa is telling me that both the mifagel and the misfagel has to be entirely included in order for anything to become pigel, that you can't be mifagel the whole thing unless you have kavana during both kvasim and about both of the shtei alechem. So then Rabbi Yossi and the Brice is following Rabbi Yossi lafuki mitrameir umidraban kasi. There are two chidushim. One to tell me against Rameir, who holds that there's pigel b'chatzi matir, and the other to tell me against the chacham who disagreed with Rabbi Yossi and hold that pigel, that if you're mefagel part of one of the shtei alechem, then the other one is automatically pigel. So hainu to come in the olam. Then I get why you would say the word the olam. Eli amrit rabbanan la'afukim mit rabbeir. But if we're going like the rabbanan and we're only coming to tell me a chiddush, not like Rabbi Meir, my liolam. Then what's the liolam? Where there's only one chiddush. There's not a double chiddush in the brisa. So the Gemara brings now a second raya that Rav Huna is incorrect, and this is a little bit more direct. The first raya was a little less direct. The second and third rayas are much more direct. Again, what was Rav Huna's great chiddush? That because Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah that when you have a machshavas pigel about one of the shtei alechem or one of the sedarim of lechem apanim, that that only that becomes pigle, the other one doesn't. The other one remains not pigle. So Rav Huna was mechadesh. Rabbi Yossi would also say that if you have a machshavas pigle about one leg of the animal, the other leg does not become pigle. So says Gemara va'od. I'll ask another kasha on Rav Huna. Ha'amar Ravashi. Ravashi challenged. Tashima. We have a raya from the following brisa. Rabbi Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Pigel b'davar anasa b'chutz. Pigel b'davar anasa b'chutz pigel. B'davar anasa b'fnim lo pigel. If a person had a machshava about something that's done outside of the azara, he had a machshava's pigel during an avoda that was done in the azara about something that was done in the azara, that's when it's going to become pigel. But if he has a machshava's pigel while doing an avoda in the azara about something that's going to be in if he has a machshavas pigel about something that's done in the heichal about that which is going to be done in the azara, there's no crossover, low pigel. So the Bryce explains ketzad hayomid b'chutz, person standing in the azara and he's shechting. You know, these are one of the chatos apnimios, the par, the sa'ir, something that's going to have avodos bifnim, not only in the azara but in the heichal. So he's standing in the azara and he's shechting the par of the sa'ir. Va'amar hareini shochet al manas lahazos midam. I'm having in mind that I'm going to sprinkle the dam chutz lezmano lemachar. But where does the sprinkling of the dam happen? Bifnim, on the parochas. So lo pigel, that does not make for pigel. Shemachshava b'chutz b'davar nasa b'fnim, because what he did is he had a machshava in the azara about that which was going to be done in the heichal. Or hayomi b'fnim, he was standing in the heichal and he was being mazed the dam va'amar, and he says hareini mazal menas lahakti emurin lemachar. I'm being mazed this dam with a machshava that I'm going to burn the emurin of the carbon out in the azara chutz lezmano, or v'lish Shirayim lemachar, to pour the shirayim in the mizbeach lemachar. So lo pigel, it is not pigel. Why? Shemachshava b'fnim b'dover anase b'chutz. Because here he is having a machshava in the heichal about that which is going to be done b'chutz in the azara. But hayomid b'chutz v'amar harini shalcher amnas l'shpach shirayim lemachar l'akteri murin lemachar pigel shemachshava b'chutz b'dover anase b'chutzu. But if everything is in the azara, here's what he's doing right now, and his machshav about what he's going to do is all in the azara, perfect, that's going to be pigel. But look what we said is pigel. He has a machshava to do what? Lishpoch shirayim, to pour the shirayim. What are the shirayim? The shirayim is dam. So he's having machshavas pigel about the dam. So what exactly is becoming pigel? When you, again, Rav Huna's chiddush was, if I have a machshavas pigel about one element of the karban, only that element of the karban becomes pigel. Right leg, only the right leg becomes pigel. Everything else is not pigel. So he's having machshavas pigel about shvichas shirayim, which is dam. Well, dam itself never becomes pigel anyway. So what do we mean you're being mefagel the carbon? It means having machshavas pigel about the dam is mefagel the entire carbon. That's the raya against Rav Huna. So the Gemara spells it out. Lishpoch shirayim lifkulei mai. What do we mean it's pigel? Ilei melifkulei dam. You want to tell me that you're being mefagel the dam? Dam mean mefagel? Is there such a notion? Is there such a concept of being mefagel dam? Vatnan, elu dvarim she'im chayim nalei mishum pigel. We have a Mishnah that tells us in Maseches Vachim that the following things are not subject to pigel, because pigel only applies to things that have some matir to it, either a matir lemizbeach or a matir to the behemoth, because the ikar din pigel is by carbon shlamim. By shlamim, the pigel that it talks about is by something that has a matir, that's nitar al yidei davar acher. The emurim become mutar la'aktar lemizbeach because you did zrikas adam. The zrikas adam is matir the emurim on the mizbeach. The basar becomes mutar ba'achila because you did a zrikas adam. It's a matir of eating the basar. So too, only something that has hetar yidei davar acher is subject to pigel, as opposed to the following. Hakometz, the kometz of a carbon mincha. Yeah, you do a kometz on the carbon mincha almanas, teat the shirayim, chutz lezmano. The kometz itself doesn't become pigel. You're not chayv karis for eating the kometz itself, because there's nothing that's matir the kometz. The kometz is the matir for the shirayim. So the shirayim will become pigel, but the kometz itself does not become pigel. Valavona, the lavona of a carbon mincha also does not itself become pigel, because there's nothing nothing that's matir the Levona for Haktara. The Haktara of the Levona, together with the Haktara of the Kometz, is matir the Shirayim la'achila, but there's nothing that's matir the Levona, and if there's nothing that's matir the Levona, Mimela, it's not going to become pickle. Vaktores, Kohen brings Ktores every single day, twice a day, morning and afternoon, and if he has a Machshava at the time of the Halachas Haktores to be Maktir Chutzuzmano, does not become pickle. Minchas Kohanim, the Mincha that a Kohen brings on his own, where you don't do a Kmitza, the entire thing gets burnt on the Mizbeach. So there is no Matir, and therefore the entire Mincha cannot become pickle. Minchas Nesachim, a Minchas Soldas that you bring together with a Karban. So it also does not become pickle. Minchas Kohen Mashiach, that a Kohen Gadol brings 12 Chalos every single day, the Chavite Kohen Gadol, that are made in a Machvas, and he brings half of them in the morning, half of them in the evening, they all get burnt, and since they all get burnt, there is no pickle, because there's no Matir for them. V'hadam! And dam of Karbanos. You have a Machshava, Machshava's pickle, at the time of Avodah, to eat the Basar Chutzas Mano, the dam itself will not become pickle, because there's nothing that's Matir, the dam. The dam is a Matir for Achilas HaBasar. The dam is a Matir for Aktaras Emurim, but nothing is Matir the dam. So it doesn't make any sense that the dam would become pickle. So what are we talking about? That you're having a Machshava while working in the Azara, that you're going to be Shofech the Shirayim Chutzas Mano. So now it becomes pickle. What's the it? It's not the dam. The dam can't become pickle. El Pshitl of Kulei Basar. So obviously it means the meat of the carbon is going to become pickle. Ooh, so you see that even though you had a Machshava's pickle on one part of the carbon, the other part became pickle. So Hashto Umah Hasam. If by the case where you have a Machshava on the dam, the meat becomes pickle. Zelo Chashabe Basar Gufei. You had no Machshava on the Basar at all. Amar Rabbi Yossi Mefagel. Nevertheless, still going to be Mefagel. Hachad Chashabe Bezev Gufei. When you have two legs of an animal and you have Machshava on one of them, so it's actually the same animal. Lo Kol Shekein. And certainly, the Pigel Biyarach, you mean Pigel Biyarach small. Certainly, if you're Mefagel with one leg of the animal, you're Mefagel with the other leg of the animal. So that is a Raya against Rafuna. Va'od. And a third and final Raya against Rafuna. Ha'amar Ravina. Tashma Ravina brought a Raya from the following Mishnah. Mishnah we already learned. Ha'kometas ha'mincha le'echol shi'areha o lahaktir kumtza l'machar. If a person takes a kmitza from a carbon mincha, having in mind that he's going to be maktir that kmitza chutz l'zmano. So what's going to happen? Moder Rabbi Yossi b'zusha b'kuv v'chayim lo karis. Remember that was the funny mission. Started with the Moder Rabbi Yossi before we ever introduced what Rabbi Yossi said. Everyone agrees in that case that's going to be pickle. That's a textbook case of pickle yichayiv karis. Wait a second. L'haktir kumtza l'vkulei mai. You're having a machshava to be maktir the kometz chutz l'zmano. So your entire machshava's pickle is about the kometz. So wait a second. What becomes pickle? The kometz becomes pickle? We know that that's not true. We just quoted a Mishnah that tells me that a kometz cannot become pickle. And now we don't have to quote the whole Mishnah, because even though dam was the last item on the list in the Mishnah, and with the last raya, we were trying to bring a raya from dam. We don't have to quote the rest. Kometz was the first item on the list. So kometz cannot become pickle. So clearly when we're saying that you do the kmitza, having in mind to be makta the kometz chutzas man, no, it becomes pickle. The it is the shirayim, even though your machshava was only about the kometz. So in that case, where you had no machshava about the shirayim itself, nevertheless, mifagli, it nevertheless becomes pickle. The shirayim becomes pickle. Over here, where you have machshava about the zvicha itself, meaning you have a machshava about the one leg and the other, so for sure the other leg should become pickle. So for that reason, the Gemara says, we reject Rav Huna. Three challenges to Rav Huna. Ella Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to say that even Rabbi Yossi, who holds that you could be mefagel one of the shtei alechem, and the other shtei alechem is still safe. You could be mefagel one of the rows of the lechem hapanim, and the other one is still safe, would not say that you could be mefagel just one leg of the animal and keep the other one safe. No, if you're mefagel yarech shel yamin, you're for sure mefagel yarech shel smol as well. So, Hainu Taimed Rabbi Yossi. And the svar of Rabbi Yossi for these two, you know, for these two dinim, why it is that that you have. Oh, and remember though, we have to explain that even according to Rabbi Yossi, we had a brisa that even according to Rabbi Yossi, if you have a machshava of a machshavas pigul of a to eat a chatzi zayis of that shtei alechem lemachar plus a chatzi zayis of that shtei alechem lemachar, that's mitzdarev, and now they're both going to become pigul. But wait a second, if Rabbi Yossi holds that they're independent units, how can a machshava about the two of them together be mitzdarev? Right? We still have to work that part out. Right? How could it ever possibly be mitzdarev? So hainu time with Rabbi Yossi. Here's how to explain Rabbi Yossi. Hakosav Asan Guf Echad, Hakosav Asan Shnei Gufin. The Pasuk made them, the two Chalos, the two Shtei Alechem, the Pasuk considers them in a certain sense like one unit, and the Pasuk considers them like two separate units. Guf Echad, what makes them like a single unit? The Ma'akvi Adadi, that one is Ma'akiv the other, that one cannot be kosher without the other one. That's Beferish in the Pasuk. Shtayim Velo Achas. Tihiyena, the Pasuk says, Tiyana means that Havaya is a lashon of ikuf, that the only way it can happen is if you have shtayim. Shnei gufin, but it's also considered two separate units. Dam rachmana haluch de'avida valuch de'avida. When you need the dough to make these shtei alechem, you don't need the dough, and then like when you bake challah or something, where you need a large dough and you do afar shchal, then you cut it up in the. No, you need the dough separately. These are two totally separate shtei alechem. So arvinu, if you are ma'ariv them b'machshava mis arvin, then they're considered one unit. Akos v'ason gufeh. Palginu, but if in your machshava you divide them, then mifalgi dakas v'asan shnei gufin. Meaning, what do you do? What do you do with these shnei ksubim hamachishim ze'ezeh? The fact that on the one hand the pasuk says they're one unit, on the other hand the pasuk says that they're two units, depends. It depends on your own machshava. You get to control the destiny of these shtei alechem, whether they're going to be a single thing or they're going to be two separate things. It happens to be the notion that we said that what makes them a single unit, the ma'akvi adadi, that anything that's Ma'akev is a single unit. You know, there was a great Gon who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Chachmei Lublin, who was known to be creative in terms of bringing rayas from unusual places and making comparisons. The Rav Ari Tzvi Frumer, the Eretz Tzvi. So he brings a raya from this sugya about what to do if it's Shabbos and you're davening on Shabbos and you say Barech Aleinu. You start saying the bracha Barech Aleinu. Should you? So the halacha is you're supposed to finish the bracha, right? And then go back to and say Shabbos, but you're supposed to finish the bracha that you're in the middle of. Should you say Talum Matar? Should you add in the extra Hosafa in the bracha if it's the time of the year where you say Talum Matar, or do just minimize it? Don't say anything extra. So he tries to bring a raya from our sugya. That what does our sugya say? That anything that's ma'akiv zeh is considered a guf echad. So he points out that there is a machlokas when a person forgets Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, Mincha on Rosh Chodesh. So he's going to daven a tashlumin at Mariv, or does he daven a tashlumin at Mariv? Do you say, no, it's a waste. Why would you daven a tashlumin at Mariv? When you daven a tashlumin, you can't say Yalav Yavo anyway. You already said Shmon Esrei. You're not making up for a Yalav, so you're not going to be able to make up for the what you missed anyway. Or do you say, no, your Shmon Esrei was a fail. The Shmon Esrei didn't count because you missed the Yalav Yavo. So now you'll daven a kasher Shmon Esrei even without the Yalav Yavo. Meaning what they're really arguing about is, when you forget Yalav Yavo, what did you miss? Does that mean you missed Shmon Esrei? Or does it mean that you missed the Yalav Yavo? So he says, according to the Shitan Rishonim, that any askara betocha bracha is makiv, the entire bracha that's considered as if you didn't say the bracha, it's considered a guf echad. And according to the other Shitan Rishonim, it's not makiv the bracha, it's not considered guf echad in the bracha. It's like any other, the same would be true, not only by Yalav Yavo, but by the same Talum Matar as well. That it would be a machlokas Rishonim, whether it's considered miguf habracha or not. And therefore he says, if you're in that situation, he says, it's tali on that. It's tali on that same machlokas. Is it considered a part of the bracha, and therefore you can't skip it because you got to finish that bracha, or is it considered a hosafa to the bracha? That's always an interesting chakira. You have like such a thing by Kiddush or Havdalah. Someone misses the Bari Priya Gafin by Havdalah, but catches the Baruch HaMavdil, catches the actual brachas of Havdalah. So Magen Avraham quotes from the Likutei Parades, which is a Talmud of Rashi, a collection of, so where he says, hey, you're still Yotzei Avdala. Says Rav Soloveitchik, yeah, but not by Kiddush. If you miss the Baruch Piyagofen by Kiddush, even though you hear the rest of Kiddush, you're not Yotzei. Why? Because it's the same Baruch Piyagofen, but it's not the same. By Havdala, it's a Baruch Piyagofen that happens to be said in association with Havdala. By Kiddush, it's a part of the Kiddush. So you always have to figure out by each case whether whatever you're adding in, whatever you're saying, is that part of or apart from. Okay, by Rabbi Yochanan, Pigel b'lach metoda mahu, b'minchus mafe mahu. We know where Rabbi Yossi says that if you're mefagel with one of the shtei alechem, the other one doesn't become pigel. What about lach metoda? There are four different types of lach metoda. There are 40 loaves, 10 of each of the four types. What if you're mefagel only one of the types? You have makshevas pigel by one of the types. Do the others become pigel? What about minchas mafe? A person takes in the davet to bring a minchas mafe tanner, which is 10 chalos, and it's a machlokas tanoim, but according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to bring half of them rikikin and half of them chalos, and you only have makshevas pigel on the rikikin and not on the chalos. So do the chalos also become pigle? So Tanali Rav Techlifa Mimarav V'chein HaTomer B'lach Metod V'chein HaTomer V'milchas Mafa. That yes, by the Lach Metod V'milchas Mafa, we would say the same machlokas, and Rabbi Yossi would also say you can have pigle on only part of it and not the rest. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. Do we pick these examples specifically because there are different types? Well, what if there weren't different types, but you're only having Makshav's pigle on one of them? Just you know, there's a quantity. Let's say by the Milchas Mafa, for example. So I said Rabbi Shimon's shita is you could bring half this type, half that type. The Rabbanon disagree. The Rabbanon of Minchas Maf has to be all uniform. There are 10 of them, but they're all the same. So can you have a Machshavas Pigul on 5 of them? Will that affect the other? Is that the Gemara Shaila also? Or is it only when it's different types? So that's Machlokes Rishonim. L'chora, the Gemara should have said, if really we wrote, it was only about different types, the Gemara should have said, Minchas Maf l'Rabbi Shimon Mahu. It didn't say l'Rabbi Shimon Mahu. It sounds like even according to the Rabbanon, the Shaila is about Minchas Maf, even if they're all one type. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. So now we have another brisa. B'shas shchita chishiv lechel chatzi zayis, u'b'shas zrika chishiv lechel chatzi zayis, pigel mnei sheshchita v'zrika mitzarfin. If during the shchita you have a machsheves pigel on a chatzi zayis, and during the zrika a machsheves pigel on another chatzi zayis, so that's a machsheves pigel, it's mitzarif to make a full pigel. So yikada amri shchita v'zrika de travayu matirin in. Yeah, that's by shchita and zrika, because each of those is matir. The shchita is matir, the dam for zrika. And the dam is matir, the zrika's dam is matir, the achilus basa, the aktaris emurim, everything else in the karban. But kabbalah v'alacha lo, but kabbalah and alacha are lower level of avodos. They cannot combine because they are not matirim. The yigadarim and others say, no, halach demarachkin v'kolshken hani demakarvan. You know why we gave the example of shchita and zrika being mitzarif? Because they are the first and last avodos that you do. So even the ones that are the bookends are mitzarif with each other, even though in between them you have kabbalah and alacha. But certainly Kabbalah and Alacha, which are the middle of the sandwich, which are always done one right after the other. So for sure they'd be mitzdarif. So says Mar Eni, Vatani Levi, Arba Avodos, Ein mitzdarfos lepigel, Shchitu, Zrika, Kabbalah, V'alacha. The whole din seems to be incorrect. We said the Dalar Avodos are not mitzdarif for pigel. None of them are. So Amar Rabba lo kasha, Har Rebbe, Har Rabbanon. It's Machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Ditanya, because we have a brisa when it comes to the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres that are brought together with the Shnei Alechem, Hashochet is a keves. Lechel chatzi zayis michalazu v'chein chavero lechel chatzi zayis michalazu. Rebbe Omer Anisha zekasher. Rebbe says that it's going to be kosher. It's not going to be pigle. So just like Rebbe holds that a machshava of shchita shnei kevasim it's not mitzdarif to a kezayis, so too shtei avodos in a single carbon is not mitzdarif to a kezayis. A machshava about the shchita of one keves and the other keves are not going to be mitzdarif. A machshava during the shchita of and the zrika of that same carbon are also not going to be mitzdarif. Amalei Abayi Emer Deshamalei the Rebbe Chatzi Matir V'Chatzi Achila. No, where did Rebbe say this, that it's not mitzdarif? When your machshava was only on a Chatzi Matir and on a chatzi achila, but kulo matir v'chatzi achila mishamatle. But would he say the same thing when it's about the entire matir and only a chatzi achila? Meaning, would he still say it's not pigle? It could be that the reason that Rebbe said it's not pigle, that it's kosher, is because he holds in mefaglin b'chatzi matir, and each of the kvasim is only a chatzi matir. That's why they're not mitzdarif. But if he had a machshava during shchita and zrika, where each of them is a full matir, There's no chatzi matir. Then the shchita, because the shchita is fully matir the dam, the zrika is fully matir the basar. Then maybe Rebbe would be moda that you're mitzayif to gezayis. Some of the Rav Bar Chanan la Abaye, the yisay the Rebbe kula matir v'chatzi achila, ligzar chatzi matir v'chatzi achila, atu kula matir v'chatzi achila. If Rebbe would have really held that kula matir v'chatzi achila, that it's pigle, then he would have made a gezeira even on a chatzi matir v'chatzi achila, because we make such gezeiros. The Harabi Yossi Gazar, Rabban Gazri. We find that both Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, in situations where they felt that something is not pigle, they made a gezeira that it should at least be possible. Rabbi Yossi Gazar Ditnan, the Haktil of Anasal Machar, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, possible vein bo kares, v'chom pigle v'chevel of kares, meaning Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold it's pigle. So what does he do? He doesn't say it's nothing. He says it's possible. Rabban Nami Gazri Ditnan, pigle becometz v'lo b'levona, v'levona v'lo becometz. If you have a pigle, machshavas pigle, and only the levona or only the comets, Rameh Romer pigle v'chayav lav kares. Rameh says yes pigle. V'cham Romim, no, it's not pigle. Ein b'kares achi yifagel b'chol amatzer. But guess what? They still hold that it is puzzle. So okay, we're out of time. But Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up with that, with the Gemara's rejection of that idea.